We're live. We're cool. I think so.
I don't know. That mic is looking a little wonky. Okay, cool. All right. Hi, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is FML Live, and we are your hosts, Bella Mosier.
Zachary Hunter.
Yeah, so this is the last episode,
Dang.
Zach.
Wow. This is it. This is the last episode. That's so crazy.
I feel like it was not enough.
There was like not enough time.
No, that's it really. Crazy. We were like, oh, an entire semester.
We'll be all right, but
yeah. Wow, I don't like. It's so odd. Like when, I think the weird thing about like things coming to an end is like in the moment you can't actually process that they're coming to an end. So I think I'm trying to articulate the idea that like next time I'm doing this, it's probably going to be by myself. Well, it is. Without you.
You could bring someone else on. Like,
okay,
Maha,
Zach,
maybe.
Yeah. yeah, man. I mean, but it's not, you know, it's always different.
Yeah, it is.
But it's different. How are you, like, I don't understand so many of the times, like, how you're actually supposed to process, like, in terms of, like, this is your last semester at Lafayette College before you're going abroad. Like, how do you process things?
Yeah.
Like, how do you process big change, life changes?
And it's so strange because this is... I think this is a more significant change than I'm actually giving it credit for, because obviously next semester I'll still be taking classes, but the weight of those classes virtually mean nothing. I mean, as long as I'm passing the courses, I'm really all right.
Yeah.
But I think this will be the first, it'll be a lot of changes. First time being overseas, and then first time being overseas for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be like cultural shifts. So it'll be like almost starting over in a new place. And then it's also weird because like it won't be school how I typically envision school, where it's like I've been at Lafayette for so long, almost going on 4 years now, and I'm used to kind of doing the same like rinse and repeat thing. So I kind of have a structure already set in place. And
for sure.
I'm really looking forward to it. It makes you nervous that you're going to be experiencing new change and that there's going to be something that feels like different or that you're not used to, and that can be a bit, it can just weigh down on you a little, but I always think those type of stressors are like the healthy stressors that kind
Agreed.
Of help you.
I think we need those in life.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
It's so much to, you just don't know what's going to happen, but that's also the exciting part about it.
No, yeah, wow. And I heard, like, some people's trips were getting canceled, too. Like, I know the Italian trips, the trip to, it's like an interim trip to Italy. I know that one got canceled yesterday.
Oh, my God, stop.
It's been, like...
Imagine the disappointment.
Oh, man. Honestly, at this point, Bo, I'll be honest, since I'm already relieved of my RA duties, at this point, it's either go abroad or graduate early.
Yeah.
I'm really left with no other option because I can't come back for another semester and then take, you know, it's really out of the option or out of the question. So it's either I'm leaving Lafayette and going to Sweden, or it's I'm leaving Lafayette and I'm coming back home for a couple of months to work or do something. But it's weird.
It's crazy. So
I
much change.
I can't really think about it too much, but...
No. I don't know. Even if you thought about it,
can't process that. That's too big
it's
a change.
It's crazy, like how things process.
It doesn't feel like it either.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't even packed. Like, and I'm going home. Like, I haven't put away anything. I haven't put things in the boxes. I was like, I've got my final tomorrow, and then I've got an essay due Sunday at 4 p.m.
You still
and it's
have
like
a lot going on.
Sort of. The final really isn't too bad. And then the essays, I'm like 5 out of the 10 pages into it. So, and honestly, I'm doing all right in that class. So even if the essay is a little whatever, it's just that at this point, I think I've done my time. So.
Yeah.
but yeah. I thought I would get us kicked off with Fleetwood Mac's Tusk. It's one of the very few Fleetwood Mac songs I know. And I think it's really cool.
Cool.
It's interesting. So we'll start with Fleetwood Mac, and then we'll just add other songs onto
the
queue. Okay. All right. This is Fleetwood Mac by Tusk. Or this is Tusk by Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Tusk by Flea with Mac. I think that was, I was talking to Bella about this just a couple seconds ago. I think, I don't quote me on this, I just guessing off of the music video for it that it was at some point used as like a marching band song for the University of Southern California.
Yeah.
That's what I remember from the music video because they had like the Trojans and
yeah,
like, the
I could totally hear it when listening to it. And the drum solo was super cool too.
I always think that's cool. I only know the song because of the Japanese comic I was reading and
really
one of the characters like abilities is called Tusk and they're like musical leitmotifs.
I like the origin story of that. Cool. Okay, well the next one, we're gonna play some Billy Joel because we love Billy Joel. So New York State of Mind, and then after that Zach picked The Longest Time by Billy Joel. Let's take a listen.
All right.
I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. 'Cause I'm in a New York state of mind.
All righty.
So that was The Longest Time by Billy Joel, and before that was New York State of Mind by Billy Joel. He's a legend. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the next song is called Wrecked by Imagine Dragons. Contextualize this a bit. I'm pretty sure it was about... This is about, like, someone on the Imagine Dragons, someone from Imagine Dragons, like, the group, like, died, or, like, a family member or something, or, like, a loved one died, and that's, like, how they're, like, wrecked afterwards and emotionally distraught, and I love this song. It's so sad, but, like, just, it's really powerful. It's, I think, I can't remember, I don't think it was suicide, I don't remember what it was exactly, I just know it was, like, someone died. This is how they feel.
Mm.
Yeah. Wrecked by Imagine Dragons.
Days pass by and my eyes stay dry, and I think that I'm okay, till I find myself in a conversation fading away. The way you smile, the way you walk, the time you took to teach me all that you had taught. Tell me, how am I supposed to move on? These days I'm becoming everything that I hate, wishing you were around, but now it's too late. My mind is a place that I can't escape your ghost. Sometimes I wish that I could wish it all away.
All right, and that was Wrecked by Imagine Dragons.
Yes, such a good song. Anyway, what's the next one, Zach? Tell us.
Up next, we have a song called Leave It by Yes off of the 90125 album. I really like this song. It's actually my favorite off the album. I think it came out in like 1980. So this was like around the time where Yes was kind of transitioning from a prog rock band to... They took like kind of a pop rock blend, but this is kind of a cool a cappella song that they put together, and I think it's one of their best songs. Ooh, so, yeah, very cool. I thought it was pretty cool. It got a bit of music in it, but you know, for the most part, it's just their voices. Yeah, so amazing. We'll get right into that. Leave It by Yes.
One down, one down.
Leave it. Just leave it.
Leave it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So yeah, so that was Leave It by Yes.
Yeah.
So on the streak of acapella, I was like, acapella, Pentatonics, and what's the song that I've been listening to most by the Pentatonics is Say Something. Such a classic song, and the Pentatonics do such a great addition on it. Rendition of it, yeah. Let's say that. So yeah, let's take a listen.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something. Small, it was over my head. I know nothing at all, and I stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to fall.
we're back.
And we're back. That was Say Something by the Pentatonix.
I need to find another song to put up.
Another song, yes.
We are going to... What are we going to listen to?
What are we going to listen to, Zach? I mean, how much time are we having left in this time of our show? It is 15 minutes left.
Okay, let's try.
To enjoy...
Let's try.
I'm too blind to see that when I'm down. Is that what it's saying?
When I'm down.
Okay.
Albert Tree. There we go.
Cool.
Hopefully this song, when I'm down. Okay, cool. We can still play it.
Cool. Not explicit.
All right. So the song is called When I'm Down by Weathen and Oliver Tree. Yeah. I remember listening to this back in like 2016, and I really like the song. And I think this was at the point where no one really knew who Oliver Tree was.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more popular now, but I don't actually listen to a lot of his newer stuff. But this is the one song that I really liked when I first gave it a listen to. Sure. So it's a bit weird, but I like it.
Yeah, I love weird.
All right, When I'm Down. And we're back.
That was a great song, Zach.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what was the name of When I'm Down?
When I'm Down. Oliver Tree and Weathen.
Cool. It was a very cool song. I didn't think it was weird at all.
I don't know why I thought it was weird. It's actually a very normal song.
Yeah. I was going to say. Anyway, the next song. Okay, the next one is a throwback. It's Glorious featuring Skylar Grey by Mac Miller. Or Malcolmore, JK, not Mac Miller. Malcolmore and Skylar Grey. Yeah, throwback. I don't know. This song just makes me happy. I screenshotted it because I just remember listening to it and I was like, oh, feel good. Yeah, let's listen.
You know like I never left.
I never left.
Another sprint, another step,
another step,
another day, another breath,
another breath.
Been chasing dreams, but I never slept.
I never slept.
I got a new attitude that a lease on life is a peace of mind. Seeking a find, I can sleep when I die. Want a piece of the pie, got the keys to the ride, and I'm straight. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Get up my way. I'm running late. What can I say? I heard you die twice. Once when they bury you in the grave, and the second time is the last time that somebody mentions your name. So when I leave here on this earth, did I take more than I gave? Did I look out for the people, or did I do it all for fame? Legend is Exodus, searching for euphoria, trudging through the mud to find the present, no ignoring us. Got 20,000 deep up in the street like we some warriors. My mama told me never bow your head.
I feel glad.
Looking victorious.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know that we've been going it.
Been going it.
Since we hopped out that DeLorean.
DeLorean, yeah, we went.
On guard. Things are just things. They don't make you who you are. Can't pack up a U-Haul and take it with you when you're gone. We posted on the porch, my family's glasses to the stars. My grandma smiling down on me like, woo, that boy got bars. Okay, okay, yes, I do. I said, amen.
So that was Glorious by Macklemore and Skylar Grey. So yeah, it's a really pump up, happy kind of like, I don't know, feel good song. So I am stalling currently.
Actually, you know, we're going
to end this.
We're going to listen to
Saga. All right, Zach.
We're going to listen to the Ramones.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to listen to Blitzkrieg Bop, a favorite of mine.
Okay,
did I
spell
Blitzkrieg right? Yeah, I did.
Cool.
Blitzkrieg Bop, the Ramones. Couldn't figure out a song to end on, but I like this song.
Okay.
And we're just going to go ahead and listen to it and then close out the show.
Let's check it out, yeah.
Let's go!
Now we're
all right, Zach. So let's creak pop bop.
Yeah, oh right, bop, right. Bop, that was Blitz Creek Pop. It was a short one by the Ramones.
Yeah.
A lot of their songs are short. Songs like 30 seconds.
Good, but like you don't need it that long. Like it did what it had to do throughout the short span.
It certainly did.
So
interesting group of songs that we put on today.
Yeah, we did. Kind of diversity though. Oh, Zach, signing off, I guess. Do you want to sign us off?
I guess so. I don't really want to, but...
Okay.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been FML Live with Zachary Hunter.
And Bella Mosier. I feel like we're trying to process that this is going to be the last time, but we're like failing.
We still got 2 minutes.
Okay, let's spend this 2 minutes just contemplating if anyone listens.
This is, I mean, I'm glad we did this. This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for joining me. I'm so glad that was like it wasn't like we planned very much for this. It was like kind of like a last minute, like, hey.
Yeah.
I know you're really good in music, you know, all your shit. All right,
I'm just glad you invited me. I'm really grateful that I even had this opportunity, because I didn't even know about this whole WJRA. So,
I'm so glad I didn't know about it until last year.
I'm just glad I got the chance to do this. It definitely made for a memorable finish to the semester finish to the time here. So I'm eternally grateful that you were so gracious enough to like invite me.
My
I know.
God. I'm just glad that I'm just grateful. I can't curse. I'm just grateful that you joined. So good luck abroad. Really good luck.
Thank you. And I'll be tuning in to WJRH.org FML. I'll be tuned in whenever the new time slot is, if it's still the same.
I don't know. I honestly, I guess we'll have to figure that out next semester.
And I'm sure, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess at 9 p.m. is the Final Fusion Fest. Final Fusion Fest show.
Listen to Zach one more time.
Yeah.
His beautiful, cool voice. Smooth voice. Tune in tonight at 9 p.m.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, but we'll continue this in some capacity. This is just the end for now. We'll pick things back up.
Okay, I love the optimism here.
I'll call in and you'll be on the phone.
Okay,
I'll be on WhatsApp and then you can just put me into the screen.
That, please.
I could get on like FaceTime or something, or like WhatsApp or
something. We'll get it done at least one time. We'll have to do that.
Yeah, I'll make a guest appearance, and I'm up at all sorts of hours. So what is it? The show is 7 to 7.
I can
to
even
8,
change
so.
The hours just to make sure we can make this work. We'll make it work though.
Okay. But you know, this has been FML Live.
This
Zachary
has been
Hazard.
And this is Bella Mosier. Thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you to the viewers. Really appreciate you just tuning in for these past 9-10 weeks.
Or if you just came for this last one, or just was there for the first one and aren't even hearing this, still appreciate you. But good luck with finals, anyone finishing up, and have a great winter break, everyone.
All right, it's been fun. Thank you, everyone.
Oh man,
that's it.
Cool. Well,
that's it.
We're going out tonight, Zach.
We are.